Imogen swallowed, throat dry, and wished the tea was hers. She needed fortification. The shed was hotter and more cramped than she'd initially thought. The woman's face was smudged by a thin line of soot across one sharp cheekbone. The woman? Without a doubt, that's what the inventor actually was. She contented herself with pulling off her large leather gloves and ranting.
You have ruined days of work. I nearly had it calibrated perfectly, and now I shall have to start over. And there is a good chance the explosion took out my notes.
There was a hint of a foreign accent to her words. It made them sound silky. The inventor was wearing men's clothing under a workman's leather apron, and as Imogen watched, she actually unbuttoned the cuffs, one burnt, and began rolling up her sleeves.
Well, don't just stand there, girl. You can speak, can you not?
At which juncture, the inventor...
What had Henry said her name was? Oh yes, LeFou.
Finally turned from the carnage in her laboratory to look Imogen full in the face.
I was told to bring your tea, said Imogen, inanely, feeling all at once self-conscious and guilty and frustrated. I didn't mean to mess up the experiment. I was only doing as ordered.
She tried a hesitant smile. Drone LeFou stared at her for a long moment, blinking in a sort of trance. Perhaps she'd caught some of the blast. Her eye colour was hard to see in the dingy interior, but Imogen thought they might be green. Then the inventor smiled back.
She has dimples. I love dimples. Oh dear. I did ask for tea, didn't I? Where's Henri? He knows my foibles and not to come inside at a delicate time. I'd sooner cold tea than a failed experiment.
He gave me the tray. A statement, if possible, even more inane.
Did he? Well, you should put it down, no?
Imogen looked about, helpless. This part of the laboratory was a little cleaner than the rest, but there was still no free spot on any flat surface large enough to set a teacup, let alone a tea tray. The inventor snorted.
Ah, I see. The desk will do. Don't mind the paper. A few trips will not hurt them. They have been through worse.
Imogen did as instructed, feeling awed and tongue-tied and clumsy.
How does such a glorious woman look so good as a man?
She mustered up some courage.
I apologize. I shan't make the mistake again. If I'm allowed back, what should I know to do better?
The inventor was regarding her with newly focused interest and sipping tea. She was still smiling.
Oh, please stop with the dimples. They burn.
Fortunately, Drone LeFou couldn't smile and explain at the same time.
Knock as loudly as possible. If I do not answer, open the door and yell. Do not come in. Wait a bit and yell again. It may take me a few moments to realize someone is here. And if the yelling does not work, the fresh air and sunlight often catches my attention.
Imogen regarded the pert face before her. The cheek smudge was, frankly, adorable, but the skin underneath was almost as pale as a vampire's, and those, maybe, green eyes looked tired. Did she take proper care of herself? Before she could stop herself, Imogen said,
You don't need a break for a bit of air, do you? It can't be healthy to stay trapped indoors breathing this all the time.
Her gesture indicated the general aura of smoke and steam. The dimples reappeared. Imogen wondered if she could develop an immunity. Since she was now fantasizing about kissing them, probably not. At least the inventor didn't find her concern officious.
What a good idea! Let me finish my tea, and we shall take a walk in the garden together.